When you look at 2011, what is striking is that there wasn't one huge story. There wasn't one political story, that is, that just dominated the whole year. There was a lot of little stories, and two of them that I thought were important were redistricting, both the congressional redistricting and legislative redistricting, because the results of that process has literally a 10-year implications of who wins and who doesn't in districts across the state. So that was one big political story. And the second one was the increased partisanship in the state legislature. And I would point to that in 2011 because it was probably the worst we've ever seen, because as you have more of a two-party state and more Republicans get elected to office, you're going to see more of that. So unfortunately, our legislature is going to have a lot more partisan lines and partisan battles in the coming sessions.
I think the biggest story in Arkansas in 2011, one that will have the most lasting impact, was Congressman Mike Ross's announcement that he's not going to seek re-election. That one has an impact really in two big aspects. Number one, he's the last Democratic congressman in Arkansas. And so him making that decision obviously makes his district an open district. We've seen several credible Republican candidates announced for that. Tom Cotton, Beth Ann Rankin, they both raised a ton of money. Either one of them will be very competitive in that district. The numbers there in that conservative South Arkansas district show it could easily swing back to the Republican column. So you have a chance for all four congressmen from Arkansas to be Republicans. We've never had that before. That's a huge change in Arkansas politics. And then obviously for Mike Ross himself, the reason he's not seeking re-election, most believe, I would say maybe everyone believes, that he's going to run for governor whenever Mike Beebe is term limited. And so that's going to be a big story in the coming years.
So, turning our attention to 2012, what will Cook and Tolbert be keeping an eye on in the coming year?
Two things I'll be watching. The first thing I'll be watching will be the upcoming fiscal session. I think there's going to be a lot of battles on tax cuts and any excess surplus funds and how they're going to be used. So there's going to be a lot of battles there. And of course, during that session, there's going to be an election for Speaker of the House. With such a close Democrat-Republican numbers, it'll be interesting to see who actually wins that race. And the second thing I'll be watching will be the November elections, and also focusing on the legislature, because both the Democrats and Republicans are going to be fighting to have control of both the Senate and the House. I've been saying I think the Democrats will hold on to both houses, but Republicans are going to do all they can to win both of those chambers.
Well, 2012 is going to be one of those years when I really think the state legislature is going to be the hot story in Arkansas. There's not going to be much attention in the presidential race. Barack Obama is not going to win Arkansas, so there's going to be almost no money spent by the presidential campaigns in our state. You will see some maybe excitement in some of the congressional races. Nothing really too big that I can see right now. But the battle for the Republicans to take the majorities, both in the Arkansas House and the Arkansas Senate, is going to be the biggest dynamic. And it's going to be very, very close. If you go talk to almost any Republican in the state, they're going to tell you that, yes, we are going to take the majorities in both the House and the Senate. You go talk to any Democrat, they're going to tell you, no, we're going to be able to hold on to it and we're going to be able to keep the majorities. And so it's going to be, I think, razor thin either way. It could be 51, 49 Republican or Democrat when everything settles in the House. Same in the Senate, it could be 18, 17 Republican or Democrat.
And of course, there was the much-hyped Iowa caucuses last week. Tolbert, then Cook, weigh in with their reactions to the big event.
Well, it really finished a statistical tie. If you have to say anyone was the winner of Iowa, it has to be Rick Santorum. Romney was ahead in the polls for the last month leading up to the caucus, and then in the last minute, Santorum came in and surged and really finished with a statistical tie for the caucuses. So he now has an opportunity coming out of those caucuses to prove himself. A lot of people don't know much about him. I think he's in that who is this guy phase of his campaign. So people are researching him, listening to what he's saying. It remains to be seen whether he can capitalize on that and actually become a front runner in the Republican nomination contest, or whether he'll fade as a lot of the other ones have done who've surged in the past.
What's striking about the results of the caucus is that roughly 75% of Republicans in that state don't want Mitt Romney as the nominee. He's a front runner that his own party, frankly, doesn't seem to want. So, although it looks like he will be the nominee, but it's sort of a, well, okay, I guess we'll take him. He's the one who won. So I think that does not bode well, for him in the fall with a party that's not fully behind him, sort of like John McCain in 2008. I think the whole Santorum and Rick Perry and Newt Gingrich, it doesn't matter in a lot of ways. This race has been over, and I've been saying this for a while. This race has been over for a couple months. Mitt Romney is going to be the nominee. He has the money. He has the organization, endorsements. There'll be a few skirmishes, maybe in New Hampshire and South Carolina, but at the end of the day, Romney's the only one with the organization and, frankly, financial capacity to keep going. So Santorum will nick him a little bit, and then Newt Gingrich will, get out a few blood drops here and there, but at the end of the day, Mitt Romney will be the nominee for their party.